The wind is howling. The ghosts are getting prepared. Because this week is Halloween and...
Halloween.
What does that... What song is that?
It's on a kid's thing on well-known tube.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, we're just going to disappear. The wind is going bracing. And I'm just going to tap on this, which is... Yeah, you probably can't hear that at all. But that is... I'm actually standing on someone's grave.
Yeah,
we're in a cemetery today. And the topic is what scares you. Not necessarily like horror stories and horror films and stuff. And the first time I watched The Exorcist as a teenager and crap my pants. But just, you know, the things that might be holding you back and scaring you in your weight loss journey. So we're going to try and find a reasonably quiet, wind-free corner as we roam through this particular...
Beautiful
woods and cemetery. And... back with the usual music this week, which is Cue the Ukulele. So we've come to a cemetery, which neither of us have any, family members buried in. So it shouldn't be too emotional for us, I suppose.
It's also in a beautiful, it's very beautiful.
It is. I mean, we're not that far from where I live. So it's around, the Peak District is in the view in the distance.
It's
it's a nice place.
It?
One of the things that we actually did when we went on holiday in Scotland this year was... We knew where the beautiful locations were because there'd always be a cemetery.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
You see, where I'm from in London is a very, very famous cemetery, Highgate Cemetery, and it is so exquisite. We used to go on school trips and do rubbings on the graves.
Wow.
I know.
Well, anyway, we're just having a little walk here because, it's Halloween this week. So, really thinking, let's just have a look and see. Who have we got here? Susanna Howard. She was the beloved wife of Thomas Howard. Died in her 83rd year.
But in 1819?
In 1890.
90. Yeah.
That's a long flipping time ago. See, what was very different? Anna, as she walked through this cemetery, was like, well, I bet that cost a few grand. That probably cost a few hundred. Now, what I always find, and I know this is quite morbid, but sometimes I like to read the obituaries in the newspapers, and it does bother me that most people died peacefully in their sleep. I don't want that. I'm saying this on the record now. I want, she went out with a bang, she gave it all she got, and poof, she was gone, just like that,
in a cloud of bean wind.
Exactly. Yeah. And this one here says, who departed this life.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be great if they put the gory details in an obituary, would it?
No.
Do you know what I mean? She cut her finger, it went septic, she got gangrene and died painfully on her deathbed.
No, I suppose not. So anyway, we're doing a bit of body magic, we're having a little walk. We've got our big autumnal coats on.
I
wish I bought my gloves, though.
And I'm wearing white trainers.
So you might want to go for a little walk yourself. Maybe you've got... a graveyard near you that you've not previously visited. Who knows?
Do you not think it's odd to visit a graveyard for joy?
For joy? I don't know if we were actually doing it for joy.
But
spending time with you is lovely and all, but I'm not sure this is necessarily joyful.
I get a bit spooked out.
What? Really? It's not 11 p.m. at night or 11:59 when all the ghosts arise from the graves.
It's dead people.
Yeah, but this is a reminder. If you don't buck up your ideas, Anna, if you don't look after... No, I'm kidding. If you don't lose this weight, this is going to be you. No,
thanks so much.
That wasn't the sentiment that
was
going
joke,
through.
That was a joke, guys. Yeah, if you just tuned in, she's
hashtag
not wishing me dead.
Just kidding. But anyway, I mean, the thing is, it's interesting that you say that because for a lot of people, cemeteries... are quite painful places to go. You know, they're they bring up emotions that we would rather not face and not deal with. And often I think that can be at the heart of why many of us are emotional eaters, and it can be something that we find fearful and scary.
Yeah.
So the topic of this podcast of what scares us, we come into a place which, you know, can evoke those kind of emotions, is quite an interesting one, isn't it?
Really is. I hadn't thought about that kind of what the place like this would evoke, because we've got no connection to it, so it doesn't do anything but just scare me a little bit. It doesn't make me feel emotional, but if I went to my dad's cemetery, that would make me seriously emotional.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've got an emotional connection.
But the thing is, really, all it is just a place. This is just a bit of grass with some trees and some bit of concrete spotted about with the occasional flower. That is essentially at the heart of it.
Yeah, when you ship it back and you don't have any emotion attached to it, that's all it is. But it's like that. Like, food is just fuel for your body, isn't it? If you just put it like that, eat banana because you need fuel for your body. But we've got an emotional attachment. Like we did in that mindful eating podcast, like the way something tastes, the way something feels, we have that attachment to it. So sometimes when we're fearful, it's because we're like scared of what the outcome won't be. Does that make sense? Like, we were talking a lot to my members last week about, are you scared of failing? Like, so what's the point in even starting if you're scared of failing? Like that sabotage that happens because of fear.
Oh my God, can we just move over it? Yeah. It's really cold.
Can we also go
under
a tree?
We've also come to a part of the cemetery where on one side is lovely graves and a beautiful view, and the other side is a mound of mud.
And a
porter cabin. Yeah.
Hang on, we've got to mention, and a caravan.
Oh, and yeah, there's a caravan here. We were like, what? So just bear with us on the wind. It's going to be a bit annoying sometimes. I'll try and edit it out where I can.
It's going to make me sit under a tree, aren't you?
What would you want to be written on your grave? I mean, obviously not yet, but like, have you ever thought about that? Like, you know, I'm joking about my obituary, but I would want something that represented me, not just generic.
Yeah, totally. Like, having done my dad's, he wanted a poem. That's all he wanted. I just want it to say, maybe made a difference.
Is
laughed.
It, there's something about that, right? Because someone challenged me a few years ago to say, you know, imagine like you were reading your own whatever eulogy it is at your funeral, like what would you want your legacy to be?
See, I'm in the position where I wrote my dad's eulogy, and I just remember thinking, I've got to tell everyone how blinking amazing he was.
Yeah.
I've got to tell everyone about the brilliant things he did and the funny things he did. And actually, what came across was that he was loved by so many and he made such a difference. And I think I just want to be remembered as being kind, caring, and a little bit odd.
That definitely, I could see you being all of those things, I think.
Thanks. So what are you scared of?
I'm scared of
she's taking a long time to answer.
It's a difficult question to ask, I think.
Okay, in terms of your weight loss and your journey and being at Target, what's scary about that?
I think I'm scared that I'll get to Target and I won't be able to stay there. And then I'll be back on this roller coaster again. So what's the point in actually just going through all of that emotion of the highs and the lows? Why not just stay where I am because it's safer?
Wow. So actually, if I get there, it's going to be too difficult. So I might not get there and then it won't be difficult.
Just say cut the hard work out and just stay here for a bit. It's not that bad. All right.
Yeah.
You kind of get used to that. I'm on a diet, I'm stuck on that script for a bit, and it's safe and it's okay and it's nice, and I'm maintaining where I am, but
because I know how to live here,
I can
actually be quite happy here. But if I get there, what's the work gonna have to be?
A lot of it can be fear of the unknown. I think also, you know, like say like with the legacy thing, and the, like, you're never gonna see any gravestones here that will say was a great employee, worked really hard. Like, how many of us say, oh, I'm too tired, work's been really busy this week, and use that as an excuse? But you wouldn't want that to be your legacy. It's not going to be, is it? So quite often I think I can just get quite busy, a bit lazy,
complacent.
Mm. And use that as an excuse. Masking, I think,
the fear
that I'm not sure I really want to get there anyway.
Yeah, because actually, is it too hard to get there? So if I just stay here and give myself an excuse why it's okay to stay here, I don't have to face that, I think. Do you know what mine is? Get there and it just not be enough. Oh, do you know what yeah, I mean? Like, yeah. Get there and go, oh my, but this is what I've been waiting for. I said I had to be that number. And
we've said that a few times, yeah, haven't we? That there isn't this kind of big fireworks show. Yeah, don't get me wrong. I will be elated to get that blooming sticker,
yeah,
and that certificate. Don't get me wrong on that. And I can't wait to celebrate that on this podcast. But you're right. And then there enough? Is that feeling of, is that it?
Yeah. Is that going to be the thing that I think it's going to be? Because I've been at Target and I think when I got to the really, really low one, I just didn't enjoy it because I was too bothered about trying to eat all the rubbish I'd not eaten. So I'm really interested to get to it as a well-formed, like, slightly more balanced, older version of myself and really enjoy it and not let the kind of destructive Anna come out. But I think sometimes that can pop in my head on a Friday night and just be like, get the pizza.
Yes, I definitely still fear my equivalent twin of Delilah. You know, like,
what's yours called?
I never really gave. I didn't want to because I didn't want to give her that much power. Essentially,
name her.
It's Claire.
It's Claire.
It is Claire. It is me.
Yeah, but it's got to be more scary than
it's
Claire.
Not. It is me, and I take responsibility that it's me and it's my choice. Right? It's no one else. It's no other people. It is me that's choosing to do that. But that kind of, yes, that destructive sense,
yeah,
where I have been on the yo-yoing pattern before, and it is soul-destroying, absolutely. And you think, well, how have I just spent all that time doing all that work? And then you go on holiday, and then you take your foot off the pedal for a couple of weeks, and
yeah.
And so you can, like we talked about, kind of having a corset really tight.
Yeah, and you know,
and it's exhausting.
But I think the difference is now for you and I, and hopefully a lot of people that are listening, is that we're becoming more aware of these things as the journey goes on, so we don't face these things at the end. I think because we've been through multiple journeys where we've regained the weight, we've learned things about ourselves, so we can anticipate what might be coming. And you can hear, I can hear fear now in a way I couldn't hear. Like, I can go, Anna, that's fear talking. Anna, that's fear talking. Anna, you're cross. Do you know what I mean? Can you not tell? Claire is walking backwards at the moment, by the way, to stop the wind, and there's a car reversing. She's a very diligent podcast producer, is Claire.
I'm all about your health and safety. I mean, it'd be way too ironic for us both to get run over and killed whilst recording the podcast in a cemetery.
But have you not spotted now in your journey that you see things coming better? You anticipate things because you've learnt to understand how your fear talks?
You know, I think more recently I've started to think some of these fears, they're a bit outdated.
Yes.
And maybe because I'm doing this a lot slower this time, that my toolbox is a bit more equipped. Before, I just basically had your Phillips screwdriver and your flathead.
Now you've got a
and
drill.
And now I've got a plethora.
Have you got a spanner?
I've got three.
Have you?
Yeah, you're one of them.
Oh, my shit.
But there's something... Oh my goodness, we've got planes going overhead, we've got cars reversing. Oh look, we're back at the mound. Oh, there's just...
Oh, look at the sheep.
The sheep, oh geez, we've all been here before with Anna when she sees animals. She's waving.
I love sheep.
I'm so glad there's no one around.
Well, there are, but they're... Yeah,
well, I don't think they're going to respond anyway.
But you know, it's interesting how you say that fear's outdated, because that's you learning, isn't it, that actually this is what I used to do,
yeah,
and the newer version of me has got to do something different, so you're evaluating it now in a way that you might not have done before.
Well, I think lockdown for some of us, not for all of us, was quite a good barometer. I suppose what I learned was all the pain and the difficulties that I've been through over the years, the depression, anxiety, panic, nervous breakdowns, almost was like training for lockdown.
Yeah.
And when it came to lockdown, I'd already practiced how to use my anxiety. I felt like I was better equipped for it, and I didn't fall at the obvious hurdles that I did before. Now, I recognise that some people in lockdown, maybe they've never had to deal with so many things mental health-wise as they have. They haven't dealt with loneliness before. They haven't dealt with
boredom.
You know, fear of health complications and stuff. Yeah, boredom, absolutely, working from home. So for them, it was their first time really practicing this, and it might not have gone to plan. It definitely didn't go to plan for me 4 or 5 years ago as I was trying and trying and trying. And I did that without any support, without group, with, you know, without knowing what the hell I was doing. So that thing about the outdated and checking out, but is that the reality, or is that just the fantasy or the fear of...
I think what we've got to remember about fear is that it speaks louder than positivity a lot of the time.
Yeah, you talked about it, like negativity is default in all of this.
Yeah, but it magnifies things. You know, you think about, you read something in the paper that made you sad. It's not the actual event that made you sad that you're reading about. It's your interpretation of the event and how you've emotionally absorbed that. And if you start thinking about that event even more, it becomes bigger, bigger, more painful. And I think we do that with our weight and the fear, and we magnify it, don't we? Actually, when you strip it down, your fear is, I'm going to put my weight back on. Okay? If you look at that as just, I'm going to put my weight back on, that's not massive, no pun intended, but it's all the emotional baggage, she says as she gets smacked with rain in her face, that we bring to that. So sometimes just facing the fear, stripping it down, and then saying, what is it about this that makes me scared? What is it this about me that makes me anxious? Because actually, what is it that is making you anxious about getting to target? It's the fact that you're not going to be able to sustain it, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to put your weight back on.
Yeah, and also I suppose I'm used to being part of a crew and saying the script of, oh yeah, I'll get there one day, or I won't get there. And it's almost like, are you kind of, I know this is stupid, but you're kicked out of the club when you become a target.
Oh, as if you're kicked out of the club.
But, you know, there's an essence that, you know, you're not kind of in the trenches with them.
Yes,
you've got yourself out.
No, because you know.
Which is so silly.
But I get it. No, but that is fear speaking again. That's, I'm comfortable here, I'm safe here, I'm accepted here. Who am I now? Because I've got a different badge. And I don't know if I want that badge, but I want that badge because that badge means I've done it. Mm. But then that other badge means I'm chucked out of here. That is fear saying to you, you don't want to do it. Stay here.
Even when I was younger, I always really struggled to kind of find my friends.
Like,
we've talked about this, where I've kind of had different kind of friends in different places.
Yeah.
I've never had my strong friends that I always grew up and went home around the same people. And I really struggled to kind of fit in anywhere.
Yeah.
So this is a place that socially I feel accepted is exactly the right
world.
We're
not going to kick you out because you're slim. Oi, slim girl, get out. That doesn't happen. But that's that fear then, isn't it? Talking that little Claire that's going, oh gosh, who am I now? What badge have I got now? What does this mean for me?
I don't, well, in a way it's avoiding change, isn't it?
Because
there's that kind of fear of the unknown, it's familiarity, it's feeling
it's
comfortable.
Safe.
And actually this year, so many of us have kind of faced so much change. We're like, I don't want anything else to change now.
No.
I just want everything to stay the same for a little bit.
And
I'm tired.
Yeah, it's comfortable. But actually, what a weight. Imagine if you had been that fearful, you didn't walk in on January the 5th that year, 2018. Where would you be now? Do you know what I mean? Such a different place.
Yeah.
January the 4th, I think it was my birthday, you walked in. It was like we were destined to be together. I was just other side of the world. But imagine if you had listened to that fear that said, Claire, don't do it, Claire, don't do it.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have broken free. So my advice with fear is look at it straight on in the eyes and just say, I know you're there and I'm going to deal with you. Don't run from it, because when you run, it gets bigger.
Yeah.
I say that freezing in a cemetery, a little bit scared.
What is going to happen here? Let's check out this fear,
okay,
people.
But you've got to remember what happened.
We've
last
got more
time
chance of being run over.
But you've got to remember what last time happened. I was in a grave, which we won't discuss on air, but it was terrifying.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Can we get in the car?
So, I always get intrigued. Like, you can do tours in some of the Manchester cemeteries where there's famous people buried.
Yeah, so I've done that in London, when I was a kid on a school trip. Weird.
In Edinburgh as well, you can do the ghost tours.
Yeah, you see, I like to be warm, as we know.
Is Halloween not your festival?
Well, do you know what? Halloween is now. We've got a little person that's so excited about it, but yeah, not really my bag. Now I am dressing up as a skeleton. Mummy, daddy and baby skeleton are going trick-or-treating. And even two sausage dogs have skeleton outfits.
Are you kidding?
No.
Sorry, it's so windy that I'm sure that people barely miss that, but you basically, as a family, going dressed as skeletons.
Yes, even the dogs.
Your poor neighbours.
Oh no, my neighbourhood, we've set up a pumpkin hunt. It's so beautiful. Halloween is for kids, isn't it?
I just think it's an Americanised nonsense marketing way to make us all spend more money,
but
and just to
love it.
Get us out of the autumnal dark gloom boredom.
Oh my god, Claire, you're so positive. I just want to see my little girl smile. Well,
I know.
Oh my god.
I know that some people listening will be like, yes, Claire. Yeah. Yes, Claire, I agree.
Yeah, don't you? And do you know what?
And before, that's why we're so different.
Before I was a mummy, I would have totally agreed with you. But now I see the excitement on the fact that I bought 10 tons of plastic and so much sugar, she's not going to sleep for a week.
And don't eat the sweets yourself.
No, I don't. Nah. I'd rather save my sins for a nice bar of chocolate and a cup of tea.
Why'd you have to put a weird voice on?
It's like
that.
When I cook broccoli, I have to go Aussie. I don't know. I don't know.
What, broccoli?
Broccoli makes me go Aussie.
It's just like, you know, 2 years ago, who would have said that I'd be walking round a cemetery on a cold autumnal day? I've just got rained in my eye.
And we're doing
and
this
I'm
for
speaking,
a job.
And I'm hanging out with some woman who's not wearing leopard print today, who speaks Aussie.
Hold on.
When she has broccoli.
Na, 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 na.
She's
na,
got
na,
the leopard
na,
mask.
Na, 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 na,
na. Right, well, however you're spending Halloween.
Halloween. Ow,
save me. Save me, people. This is a living nightmare. However you're spending your Halloween, maybe it's time to face a few of the ghouls that you fear.
Yep.
And us all to ponder on that question of what scares you. And I think maybe we should finish like with a, I don't know, maybe like a Michael Jackson Thriller laugh. Can you do that?
No.
That just broke all of our eardrums. I was thinking something more like lower down, like. Sounds a bit Santa, doesn't it?
Anyway. Oh, oh, oh.
Yep. That's the next season, folks, however many weeks it is left to Christmas. Have a great week. And next week, we will hopefully be somewhere a bit more warmer and drier. See you later.
Bye for now.